The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Me, Jeremy, back in the hosting duties. Kevin's on the other end today.
Hey, kids. Thanks for taking the hosting duties so that you could stumble through another introduction laughing.
Hey, I didn't stumble. I was doing just fine. So, yeah. So we're here to talk about some goofy shit today, actually. It's almost all wrestling related. And I didn't share this with you before, but there's going to be a definite sort of theme to the show, sort of, today.
No. Okay.
So people, I think it'll be easy to figure out. Of course, I'll explain it later, just in case I'm full of shit, which is entirely possible.
I could use a good poop, so I'm full of shit currently.
Well, where do we start? We were going to start with Raw, but then as we started discussing other options, we're going to go back to last Thursday's episode of TNA. Normally, we try not to focus on TNA because why? Why waste the time and energy, which could actually be made for wrestling in general right now?
As I mentioned last week, there are three shades of bad currently, they somehow have moved up the pack to middle bad instead of worst since I watch ROH now.
Yeah.
Actually,
well,
I shouldn't even say that because Prime Wrestling is, even though I still haven't watched last week's episode, is still probably the best wrestling I watch. So, never mind.
Watch the fucking episodes we can talk about already.
Well, if I didn't have to fucking do anything in the rest of my life, it'd be okay.
If LeBron Wade would just take over and you wouldn't have to watch fucking Celtics games anymore. So, or whatever his name is, cares, it's basketball. I think it's our first inside joke, so that's good. But anyways, let's go to Impact or Impact Wrestling. It's the only highlight of the show again is Joseph Park. That stuff still cracks me up. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was kind of entertaining. After you pointing it out, I paid a little more attention to him this week, and I did have to chuckle.
But it was pretty much what I was saying, though. It's just the over-exaggerating. Again, he had the same terrible bag of popcorn. I was howling this time. I was like, look, because I was trying to explain to Elise what was going on and how Joseph Park is Superman or a Clark Kent and he'll turn back into Abyss for the Superman role. And she's like, well, I don't get it. It's like, well, Clark Kent always had to act oafish. He had to act like an oaf around everybody so that no one would think that this douchebag could be, you know, this chiseled Man of Steel sort of thing. So as we're saying it, I was like, so basically, you know, Joseph Park, you know, he wears glasses. He didn't really need to, but really his glasses are his bag of popcorn. Is his bag of popcorn, you know? Not glasses, but like, you know, he's a lawyer. Clark Kent was the reporter.
Right.
So, you know, he traded in the pencil for a bag of popcorn, basically. And the shit cracks me up every time. I don't know why. It's just great. So, there's that. But, yeah,
Yeah, but we're here to talk about a low light, like we always love to do.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to accentuate the positives here, and well, the one positive that came out was Dixie Carter. First, I guess we should relay or mention that this was a live episode, so they couldn't control the crowd, they couldn't add their shitty noise, even though it seemed like they kind of tried. which is actually coming to this segment, they introduced Dixie Carter. I don't remember how or when or why, whatever the occasion was. She wanted to come out and talk. And of course, it wasn't to address the AJ Styles thing, which you pointed out, and this never occurred to me. What was your theory, or what's your theory with the AJ Styles thing?
Oh, my gosh. They are going to be planning like a 60th birthday party for her husband. It is going to be the most innocuous thing that you can ever think of, and that's why she had it shut down. It's because they're you know what, they haven't mentioned anything about like what the plans were or anything like that, or like what they thought was going on really. But now that they had a phone call, she shuts down the show, and I bet you it's something just completely dumb.
Well, I don't think her husband's that old. The old guy would be her dad. Which, you know what? This actually tied... I'm not shitting on your idea, because, like I said...
fine.
But I think you're onto something, that there's some sort of surprise involved. And I wonder if it's going to be something that has to do with one of the funnier things TNA's ever done, and that is their new upcoming Hall of Fame. So on the episode, really kind of a shock. She introduced the idea of a TNA Hall of Fame. Now, I guess it's not a horrible idea if TNA actually stood a chance of being around like as long as a company like World Wrestling Entertainment. It just seems like it's a kitschy, terrible idea. Like it screams, "Hey, we're copying you."
Well, you've only been around for 10 years. Like I don't know when baseball started their Hall of Fame or anything like that, but I'm guessing that they waited more than 10 years after Major League Baseball started.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball or hockey or anything like that. Like it's just so incredibly early to be doing something like that. Because, I mean, when did the WWE start doing stuff?
There was a long gap. They introduced Andre, and there was a long gap. And it's only really in the last 5-6 years really gotten to be like a huge event where they advertised it, sold it as part of the WrestleMania weekend, that sort of thing. You know, it was there, but it wasn't nearly as big. So,
right.
Yeah,
no, that's what I thought. I didn't feel like until like very recently that it was a big deal. So, you know, I don't get it. It's just way too soon to be introducing that. Maybe if you get to year 20 or something of the sort. So, I mean, if they even waited until Andre was inducted in the early 90s or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd been around for at least, you know, a quarter century or something of the sort.
Yeah, I was looking up the baseball, and the baseball museum actually opened in 1939.
And baseball started in the aughts, or in the
1890s.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're almost around 50 years until they did it.
And then basketball was 1959, and I didn't see football, so... no, I agree with you. 10 years isn't long enough, especially for a company that does not have a national. I mean, I guess there's probably a lacrosse Hall of Fame, so I shouldn't say it like that. But it's kind of like being an Arena Football League Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that kind of what TNA is?
That's part of it. And like, what star is really good enough that you'd say that they maybe even would slide into the WWE Hall of Fame? Someone that, you know, obviously they didn't take from the WWE or WCW.
Okay, well, there's a huge problem there. There's...
I don't care if AJ Styles has been there since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not big enough to be in a Hall of Fame anywhere.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot a little bit, because 1993... February 1st was the officially created WWE Hall of Fame. And if you think about it, WrestleMania 3 was 87, right?
Okay.
So, I know you've got, like, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, and it turned into WWF and all that, but it's still kind of along the same timeline. But, I understand what you're talking about, though, with how, like, there was a territory before, so it had oodles of time and years of history before you create, like, a Hall of Fame sort of deal. But
yeah. And right. Still, even if, what'd you say, 3 was 87, so that would have made 1 84. So it's about a decade after they started WrestleMania.
Yeah,
after they started WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, TNA hasn't caught everyone's attention even as much as... Well, yeah, they have not had their WrestleMania 3 moment, just not even by a fucking long shot.
Yeah. Well, I think the fundamental problem is WWE's Hall of Fame, and if you don't like us comparing the two, well, that's what this is. There's no reason for them to have a Hall of Fame. If only reason they are doing this is because their competitor has one. I don't think there's any way around that. But WWE started with their own talent and then slowly started incorporating everybody. You know, I guess when you buy the competition, you buy the vaults of them. You can do whatever you want. So it slowly turned in from, it says WWE Hall of Fame, but it's turning into more of a wrestling Hall of Fame, whether they want to, you know, or sports entertainment Hall of Fame, if you want to put it that way, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
no, I agree. I mean, just being able to introduce some of those guys, mm-hmm. just like what, you might be able to induct the whole three legends that don't like the WWE at this point. So yeah, Bruno might be there, superstar Billy Graham, and I don't know. Does anybody else really, really hate the WWE at this juncture?
Ultimate Warrior, I guess.
Ultimate Warrior, great.
But he was never in TNA. He may have had a cup of coffee, so just don't hold me to that. But I don't care enough about TNA to know their history. But it just, I'm trying to get back on track a little bit. It just doesn't seem necessary. It just seems like a sad ploy for attention. And I know they're getting it. But if you really think about it, now, let's be serious about it for just a little bit, and then we'll get into goofing on it.
I've been serious the whole time. I mean, I think all of those concerns are kind of valid.
No. I mean when it comes to, like, who should be inducted. We'll do the serious part first, and then we'll, you know, do, like, the fun stuff. But if they take this as a legitimate Hall of Fame, like, if they really, really think, all right, we're going to do this. We're actually going to build a building as a TNA Hall of Fame, whether it's in a old abandoned grocery store or not, you know, just whatever, which would be fitting. But say we'll do a class of three people because they can't do this. They can't put too many people in, or they'll never have any. They won't have anybody induct after this year. Yeah, I mean, the only legitimate people for a fake Hall of Fame, for one that doesn't exist and one that shouldn't exist, Jerry Jarrett, Jeff Jarrett, and Bob Carter. That's the list. I mean, I can't think of anybody else that made a difference. They wouldn't be like audacious enough to put like Hulk Hogan in there, would they?
Sure, I mean, I suppose they could. It would be complete. He's changed the face of TNA like what, 3 times or something at this point.
Yeah, they're ready to raise the bar, go to the next level. You know, they see that this, okay.
Yep.
But I mean, Jerry Jarrett started it. Jeff Jarrett kept it going for a little bit, and then Bob Carter came in and bought it. But and the point I'm trying to make is there's no legitimate talent that's come through the TNA pipeline.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes back to, you know, I like AJ Styles for the most part. I guess that's why I use him as an example. But he's not good enough for Hall of Fame.
But all right.
He's probably their best homemade star.
Oh, okay, that's what I was going to say. In what context is he not good enough? Do you know what I mean? You're talking about a company that has achieved a 1.5 rating as the highest rating ever and consistently hovers at 0.98. So isn't the bar set rather low for who should and shouldn't be inducted?
I suppose that's true. And, I mean, at least the WWE, like, they don't really do it for active wrestlers.
No, I don't think there's been any active wrestlers. Ric Flair.
Yeah, I was going to say, Flair was active.
Sorry, the next day.
But
so.
That was it. They waited for Michaels to retire. Edge was even as quickly as he got in, it was after he retired.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that's the other reason to me that they would rule out anybody that that's still wrestling. Because that would be the only way to go for them. I mean, aside from the three guys you mentioned, like, I'm looking at this list, and I don't know, I guess maybe because Ken Shamrock was their first champion.
Okay.
They could use him.
Yep. I'd go into talent, yeah, that was going to be one of my suggestions. As the first champion, yeah.
I just am... Because Jeremy sent a link of the first show. And, Ricky Steamboat is with the WWE. So they're not going to let him go. Like, they're not dumb like TNA and let their talent go to the other flipping company.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask for him to come, they'll be like, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
And Buff Bagwell is probably still in a hospital right now, so he's probably not going to be there. And who do you it's crazy. What, R-Truth? Again, that goes back to the problem that he's in the WWE.
Now, that was an interesting one, because he really, in the context of TNA, he kind of became, like, the guy. I mean, his promos were awesome. He showed a lot of passion. And then they shit on him and took the belt off him for Jeff Jarrett or whatever. But I thought that was the only interesting one, but I think you're exactly right. There's absolutely no chance that happens because of where he works. Because McMahon's not going to fall for something stupid like Dixie did. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's like, yeah, nope, I mean, he's under contract. Buzz off.
Yeah. So, but yeah, just looking at, I'm looking at a show from June 19th, 2002. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. I've kind of been perusing through the list there. And, just nothing. You know, I mean, I guess you could do some of these TNA or NWA guys.
Who?
Well, they introduced Harley Race, Dory Funk Jr., Bob Armstrong, and my favorite baker, Sarah Lee. Actually, no, she's the second best. My mom's the best. I'd probably get, somehow the word would, like, get back to my mother, and I probably wouldn't get pumpkin roll for the next 5 years. And I'm not willing to take that chance.
Yeah. I'm just dumb. It's just a bad idea in theory. It's a bad idea in execution. You know it's going to be a bad idea in their execution.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, they're not, just like the WWE, they're not really going to be able to house it. I mean, they don't have their own real arena. I mean, it's...
No, their offices are in Nashville.
Yeah,
but they do all their business in Orlando. So, and trust me, I know where their offices are. So, but I don't know, man. Ken Shamrock, yeah, I don't think Ron Killings is a bad idea, but it's going to be like AJ Styles, Hulk Hogan, probably Kurt Angle.
And I guess that's the other problem is that the WWE does have this gigantic list that they can work from.
Mm-hmm.
They just really don't.
Yeah. Jerry Lynn and Loki. There's always Goldilocks. Don't forget Puppet, the psycho midget. And then Teo. I mean, when your Hall of Fame is six people, is it really a Hall of Fame? It's just kind of like, oh, that's nice. Unless they just do one person a year for 10 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even know what they have as far as an idea as to how they're going to split this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you just do three guys or something, or do you do a bunch of guys to make it somewhat viable to start off with?
And really, the announcement itself
was the throwaway.
Well, the crowd just kind of was almost dumbfounded. Like, what'd she just say?
That, and it was just like, hey, we're doing a Hall of Fame, and now I'm here to introduce Brooke Hogan.
Which brings us to, this is a girl that's been wrestling in her, oh boy, and I'm like, oh God.
She
and then
wrestling her blood, Jeremy.
Yes. She's got some big yellow boots to fill. The best part was when she said Brooke Hogan. The crowd was like, yay, cheered. And that's where I honestly thought they were adding in their own sound. Because I can't imagine anyone was that excited. And when she came out, Elise was just like, what? She looks old. I'm like, yeah, she looked terrible.
I didn't think she looked any worse than the last time.
Aside from the fact
that she looked even more mannish than before.
Yes.
It really did not help that, you know, her mother looked mannish and then her father's Hulk Hogan.
That's what I was going with too, is her mom wasn't a small lady in any aspect except in her brain. Get it, because she's stupid. But no, she came out and she's like, yeah, and the worst, and it was funny because I had forgotten about it until you mentioned it. When she goes, a girl or someone that's all about girl power.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love how flat that fell. I was about in tears.
And you said that was the reason you fast forwarded it, because certain somebody just kind of.
Yeah, no, I had another viewer with me. That, and I was trying to just get through that garbage as quick as possible. I still had SmackDown to watch, and it was Sunday night at like 9:30.
So. Kevin's still in that please don't just don't hold this against me phase. So, but no, and then Dixie, this drove me nuts, insisted on calling them girls.
Well, because they get to pal around, they're girls.
Ugh.
They get to go out and have fun together and, you know, not pay attention to what their contracts say and just girl power and, like, you know, have a good time and, you know, maybe go to get some coffee together.
And then
maybe go see a nice chick flick.
You can compare your notes on 50 Shades of Grey. So sexy.
Yep, and then we can get together for a book club.
Book club. Ew. Oh, no.
Yeah, why not? 50 Shades of Grey is really popular right now.
Yeah, oh, it sure is.
And I feel really sexy when I read it.
It's fucking sexy, too. And what's funny is, I like how you went into this. We'll get back to that in a second. Let me find a little quick passage in here. And if you're wondering, yes, I do have the book in front of me because a girl I work with gave it to Elise to read because we were all making fun of it, and it's really bad. Basically, one of Elise's friends, Dave, said, if you're a slut, this book is just like nothing. And if you're like a prude, this book is everything to you. And he's exactly right, because in case anyone has heard anything about this, no, she does not get fisted at any point in this book. She doesn't really do anything except just get fucked by this guy. And it's just done in the worst ways possible. Like, if you have the internet and like any sort of imagination, this book is trash, man. It's just stupid. And, oh, God damn it. I'm just trying to, I mean.
You are ruining book club, Jeremy.
Oh, and spoiler, in the end of the first one, she leaves him because he keeps getting very sadistic with her and smacking her ass. And he, like, fills up her pussy with Benoit balls and then makes her come when he pulls him. It's just like, oh, God. And then, tells her.
That she came?
I don't know. Okay. He fills her up, pulls him out. Yeah, he pulls him out, and then she goes, she almost came then. So, oh, all right, that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do with those. Well, then he slides on in. And of course, they orgasm, they climax at the same time. First, no, sorry, it doesn't happen. Maybe once or twice on accident, where he's like, wow, all right, I hit the right spot for both of us for a change. And then once they're done, apparently there was some deal where he had to tell her a secret about something, and he wouldn't tell her what it was because he's the guy in control. Well, he finally relents and goes, the person who brought me into this world was a crackhead, and she's no longer around. And you're like, wait a minute, he just busted a nut, said that my mom was a crackhead and she's dead, and rolls over. End of chapter.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, actually, on his part. So that'll shut her dumb dick sucker up for a while. And for anyone who doesn't know, this book is written by a fat virgin, basically. This chick has no clue what actually having sex is. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'll take your word because I have not dipped into that at all, and I really don't feel like it.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, the only thing good about it is that, you know, booty call might be a little extra, you know, enticing this week, so.
God damn it. Well, she keeps calling her pussy her sex. That's fucking annoying. Nobody talks like that. If you're out trying to bang some chick that you just picked up, she's like, I just want you to stuff my sex with your meat whistle. You know, no one talks that way. Or, God damn it. Now, you know what? I was running into easy passages every time. And then she's talking about, she actually calls his dick a flogger. Where'd that go?
Oh shit. My God.
That's a new one. I didn't know that.
Really? A flogger?
I'm using that from now on.
Oh.
Underneath, bitch, it's time to get mouth flogged. So anyways, let's get back to TNA for a second after that brief interlude. Speaking of dick suckers, these two are running their mouths. And with the charisma of a puddle, they're just, well, there was the whole.
Yeah, they weren't even bad enough to be the black holes of charisma. I mean, that at least implies some level of being terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so forced. It's like, well, Brooke, there were two things. I called you and asked you if you wanted to run the blah, 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 blah. And what did you say? Well, you said two things. One, of course, they just pause, and you're like, what did you say? Open your mouth, stupid. She goes, well, I said, you tell my dad. And she goes, no, I'll tell him. And I'm like, ew.
Yeah, because of all of her extensive action in the ring, she'd be the perfect person to have running your women's division.
Now, yeah, the best part, like, as she's coming down, one of the best, the whole segment was great, really. It's exactly what, like, males 18 to 34 want to see. An old lady and some mannish-looking woman chitter-chattering in the ring instead of seeing the actual, like, sexy chicks wrestling or doing whatever they do. Because I don't remember, was there even a women's match on this week?
I don't
think there was there?
I don't know if there was.
So, yeah. So, you know, right off the bat, good decisions there. Brooke should have just come out and said, yeah, I'm the head of the division. Here's your match. And then walked, you know.
Dixie, so you get to take on Angelina Love.
Yeah, that'd be great. Of course, I don't mean, is she still there? I haven't seen her, you haven't seen her or Winter in a long time. So.
Yeah, no, they've been off TV because ODP is much, much more important.
Yeah. At least ODB's kind of entertaining.
Yeah, no. It's you know, kind of funny, unfortunately. Like, yeah. Ring quality wise, not the best.
Yeah. No. But, what was it? The blatant lies that were being told by Taz and Tanae, which they were introducing Brooke Hogan, like, she's made it the world of movies, music, and entertainment, and now she's brought her special
skills,
whatever it was, yeah. She's like, shut up! She didn't do anything in music, and judging by that awful song, television. Television, movies, and music. That was it.
Yeah, because it's really, really tough to be on a reality show when your father's extremely famous.
Yeah, but, you know, she had to memorize her lines, or at least, you know, keep saying cut over and over again.
Oh, how dare you accuse a reality show of being scripted?
Well, no, I thought that was actually came out, that it was actually scripted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if not, it's scripted, so.
What?
Because, I mean, yeah, I mean, nothing.
How dare you disparage the name of Hulk Hogan like that?
No, I'm a man of strong opinions today, and I say it was scripted.
He's an icon, and nobody should speak ill of him.
It's just overload, just how bad this was. And
yeah.
Just the lies. I mean, I know they're not going to, you know, they can't be honest and go, oh, here's a Z-level celebrity who's running off on her, or running on her dad's coattails and all that.
Yeah. Her dad wanted her to have an income so that she wasn't,
self-promoting
off of him anymore. So we brought her in. Congratulations.
Yeah. But one thing Brooke did correctly was that she called them women. And not, you know, not girls.
Yeah.
And it's just, I know it's the chitter chatter and whatever else, but it's just annoying. It's just Dixie shouldn't be on TV. And remember, and she's gotten old looking too. That's another thing. I don't know, it has nothing to do with anything else, but she's just gotten old looking. So.
Yeah, I agree, but that's okay. She's still attractive for an older lady.
She's fine. Eh. All right, if you're out the bar, who would you be going after, Brooke or her?
Oh, what are the choices? You kind of fuzzed out on me there, yo.
Oh, either Brooke or Dixie.
Oof.
Uh-huh.
I guess I go with Brooke.
Yeah, okay, good. That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah, because I was like, just for the experience, I don't know. Never been with, like, a half man before, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would get to find out if she has a penis, so.
We already talked about, you blew it. I just remembered your 50 gray, your 50 shades of chip joke that you forgot to do.
Oh,
well, maybe we can work it in later. But yeah, there's just one terrible segment in the middle of that show, and It's if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to watch it. And just to see no charisma, no chemistry between the two of them, it's just
logic to anything. Like, there wasn't any logic to the Hall of Fame. There isn't any real logic to having a head of the women's division.
No, yeah. I kind of just ignored that part.
You know, it's just like, what makes it so complicated to book matches? For women, that makes it more hard for a guy. It's just like, okay, if, you know, woman A and beats woman B, then she gets to take on woman C. You know, I mean, it's just like anything else.
Well, yeah. The only reason this is even happening is, first, it's going to be another Karen Jarrett sort of thing, where everyone's going to round up in the back, and she's going to berate them all, and there's going to be, like, the one little sycophant that's there, you know, what's it, Madison Rain?
Yeah.
You know, could do her shit, even though on her Twitter account, clearly states she's married and that her husband's coming home from Iraq or Afghanistan, but then on the TV show, she's keeping an eye on somebody on the ring.
Oh, she's married?
Yeah, that's what reading her Twitter. Yeah, that's what she made it seem like. Yes.
Oh, well, I guess I shouldn't hit on her the next time I see her at the gym. There,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Why not?
Wah, wah, wah.
She's overseas. Who cares? but yeah, I don't know. It almost should have had its own show. We could have just kept. We got to figure out how to play audio on here so we just talk over it. I got to work on that, but. So there's that. I don't know. It really, go out of your way to watch it. Yeah. But before we leave TNA, I guess this is going to count as TNA for right now. You showed me the Joey Ryan response video.
Right.
I've got to be honest. I'm not that familiar with Joey Ryan's work. I have not watched a lot of Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
I'm not really familiar with his stuff either, but I just knew that it seemed like his name popped up everywhere.
Hey, well, yeah, because he's not exaggerating. He's been around a while. I didn't hate the video he put up.
Solid video. I really wasn't exaggerating or making anything up when I said I liked it better than his go home promo or whatever you might want to call it there.
Well, I guess it can. I agree with you, but also these gut check things, are they supposed to be in character or something, or are they supposed to show, you know, I'm different, blah blah blah, 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 and you know, break character and go, I really want this and that. That's like what. I don't get the rules or the how you're supposed to apply the situation, you know? And I think he was kind of saying that, too.
And they don't really – neither guy has really been given much of a chance to win one way or the other. He had to take on Austin Aries, and I'm trying to think of who because I think it's Alex Avila. That part I definitely exaggerated.
Oh, he's a catcher for the Tigers.
Oh.
Alex Avila? Yeah, he's on the DL, too, because they're all bailing ship because the Tigers fucking stink this year. So.
Gotcha.
Assholes. At least not as bad as the Phillies, so.
Right.
Yet.
Oh, man.
You're right over there?
Yeah, no, I just flipped over and the Pirates are making a game out of it here again.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm just fine with baseball life at the current moment. Unfortunately, I missed McCutcheon's home run. what the hell? There just isn't any real standard format. You know, you only get one match. And that's supposed to prove how much you can compete.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get one promo. That's supposed to tell you how well you can cut a promo.
Yeah.
And it's just not enough
for
anyone. Like, I don't care how great you are, really. I mean, I guess you could really knock it out of the park.
I guess, I mean, but does anybody in TNA knock anything out of the park? It goes back to the Hall of Fame. What do you want? Who was the guy that they picked up before? I mean, I know you were joking, but
No. I wasn't joking about the name. I honestly thought that was his name.
You know, it could be, but it goes, well, you even said it. What's the point? He's not around.
Yeah, no.
And this
gut
check thing.
TV,
that
part I didn't exaggerate on either. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
Like,
and as insane as that motherfucker is, but Scott Steiner called it. You've got a bunch of guys doing this gut check thing. No one really knows, so who cares?
Oh,
why not
Alex Silva?
That's it.
So, yes, I was remembering the wrong name, which is awesome.
Yeah. But again, he's not around. And that guy, all right, comparing to, and I guess this isn't like a
name? Austin Aries.
Right.
I would say that he knocks things out of the park.
Yeah, he's usually pretty good.
And I don't know if Bully Ray knocks him out of the park, but he's at least hitting solid doubles and triples these days.
Yeah. He's hitting at least a triple every time. He's getting to that point though where it's just like the wheels are spinning now. Even with the Joseph Park thing, it's like, all right, let's just, you know, whatever.
The angle's going nowhere fast.
Right. But yeah, no, the gut check thing doesn't make sense, and I think Joey Ryan pointed that out pretty well, that it was, you know, and I'm still confused. I was confused by the math, which I'm glad you pointed out what was going on. But if 87% of your audience wanted somebody to be on, and you got the three guys, and really, he was getting on Taz more so than Al Snow and Pritchard.
Yeah, because Taz was the one that kind of had the final decision, and Al Snow voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Pritchard, you know, I don't know. No. Like, yeah, he didn't get in his face or anything. So, I mean, it made sense to me, at least, that he went after Taz more than the other two.
Yeah, and I guess there's this legend that's grown up around Taz. And I thought Joey Ryan sufficiently broke it down to where, you know, it's the ECW title, and they never did huge places.
Oh. You know,
I like the fact that, you know, you say you weren't money drawn. I don't particularly agree with that, because I think Taz did get people into buildings, you know, because, I mean, just because of Paul Heyman, you know, marketing the shit and out of him and using him correctly, I should say.
Right.
But it's like drawing a lot of money, but he drew money, but not in a large environment. Like, you know, you made money in not proximity. What word am I? In proportion to the environment you're in, instead of making big money in proportion to where you're at. You know, like if he's pulling $1 million at a show that seats 5,000 people, let's put it that way. I know it's kind of a huge run.
Right.
Then you got some shit you can talk. But if you're pulling in your average amount for the average size, it's like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're important enough, I guess, to me, that the WWE felt the need to pull him in before ECW completely collapsed, then, you know, you're doing something right. Like, even if they misuse you, you know, they're at least saying, hey, we want to hoard the talent so that nobody else can use it.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I mean, what? He beat Kurt Angle his first match in the WWE. You know?
Right. In Madison Square Garden. And then what happened after that?
Did nothing.
Yeah, Shitsville. And he was a hardcore champion, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. But I mean, it was, you know, it almost sounds like a rah-rah for Joey Ryan, and I don't think that's what we intended to, but.
I'm not sure. I'd like to see more of him. I mean, that's why I like the setup of Tough Enough, Better, or something like that, where you get to see a little bit more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess I could go and watch some pro wrestling gorilla stuff, but whatever. I watch too much wrestling to start with, so I'm not adding it anymore.
I think that's actually a very good point, that there is way too much. And I don't understand why he brought up the fact in this video about being an independent for 10 years. You know, he's the guy that takes some merchandise to the post office, this. And that's great, all right? And I agreed with him that Taz shouldn't have been goofing on something like that, which, I mean, you know, it's kind of a stretch. But if he's such a, you know, if he's doing all this stuff, why hasn't a company like Ring of Honor picked him up? Like, what baggage is carried there that's prevented him from making a leap to the number three promotion? You know, they've got a TV deal, and looking at the talent that's on that show, you know.
I don't – well, it's probably because Ring of Honor thinks that it's much better to have a guy who doesn't work out as their champion – as both of their champions – I mean, I'm glad to know that I put in more time at the gym before I started doing this audio than Roderick Strong does on a regular basis.
Well, I thought you were going with the obvious Kevin Steen thing here, but
no, I'm at least hitting a target that, you know, appears to care about working out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, yeah. Damn, I know we're going long, and we're skipping. We're gonna have to scrap a lot of stuff that we were talking about, unless we want to keep going and split it in two, which I don't know, but. We can't get into Ring of Honor. We just can't do it.
No, I guess I was just kind of comparing them. Like, there's a lot of guys on there that I just don't care about. You know, who they have this Grizzly Redwood character that they have on there on a semi-regular basis.
We're not doing this break. Nope. Because I know this is going to take us into another 30 minutes of just dissecting the Ring of Honor roster. I already know where this is going.
Okay, well,
you know how we are.
Ring of Honor is a bunch of idiots for not at least giving him more of a try. Like, I guess I didn't see his tryout because it was on his Wikipedia page that he worked there in 09 and 10.
Okay, but I know he got hurt, so maybe that's why. But it's like, if he worked there before he got hurt, why hasn't he been back? I think there's more to it. There's something that should be read into it. Like, you know, why haven't you kicked in? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is kind of interesting. I mean, I think that he has a different look. The only thing that I'd say, and this goes to Prime Wrestling, like, I kind of wonder, he seems very similar to Marion Fontaine to me, except for the fact that he certainly makes himself dated to the 70s mm-hmm. more than Fontaine does on screen.
Yeah, and it goes back to the beginning of the whole thing here. Joey Ryan had a better look than the dude they chose. He had some sort of character. Yeah, it's indie, but who fucking cares? TNA's an indie, basically. So it would have been some sort of other character. And I just get confused. I just don't get what people look for. It's something different, and it's not like some asshole gimmick like the Jersey Shore thing with the Robs. Or is it Robs?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob Terry and Rob whatever.
Yep.
But no, I guess we should have said this at the beginning, but I get the feeling that Joey Ryan, this whole thing, is going to be part of TNA. You know, I can't imagine that all – I mean, it was a very – it was done lo-fi enough to pass off as, you know, just him with a camera.
Right.
Because, I mean, digital cameras are pretty good now. I mean, my shitty flip phone with a 720 does it, or my flip cam. But it was just odd. And the thing that struck me as funny, you didn't even notice, is he's smoking in the beginning.
Oh, well,
so I don't know
yeah.
if that's part of the gimmick, but, I mean, that shit will never fly.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, like, I hit play on that and put the screen down and just listen to the promo. So,
yeah, that's pretty much what I
did. Watch it. So,
but no, it's a decent thing.
It shows
it compares to
charisma.
The videos we usually watch. It's a very it's a positive. You know, we're not used to we're not he wasn't in a jacuzzi, drunk licking his lips or whatever it was.
Yeah, he didn't have a little dog that he was talking about eating a wheel of cheese. Or anything of the sort. So,
was this Anchorman all of a sudden?
Well, I mean, he definitely acts like Ron Burgundy. Some.
Yeah, and I'm not down with the whole take you for a stash ride, whatever the fuck it was, a mustache ride.
No.
I mean, I understand the connotation, but it was just like, eh. But then I guess he's supposed to be sleazy, so.
Yes.
It's like, why didn't he just say, hey, you want to sit on my face and let my mustache tickle you or something? Try to be clever about it. If you're sleazy. But, But.
Yeah, no, but and that was the other thing, is that I thought he was better in the ring than Alex Silva. He looks better because he doesn't, well, again, it looks like he works out, so. That beats out Alex Silva, who is probably clocking in about the same weight as I am. And, yeah, I don't know, just confusing. And they don't, and we somehow gotten around this, that they don't need anybody else on their roster anyway because they don't use who's there at the current moment.
Yeah, it's got to be trimming fat time for these guys. I know we did that TNA roster game in December, but you know, you gotta go. And I guess Chris Sabin leaving will count as another.
I was gonna say, didn't that? Yeah, because Alex Shelley's already gone, but Sabin's leaving too.
Yeah, it's kind of official. I think his deal's up in July or August, and he's gonna go too.
Good for him.
But again, it's where do they go?
I'm wrestling.
Ring of Honor seems full. So I guess you can go to Japan. You know, they had a good run over Japan as the Motor City Machine Guns. So, but
why not?
Yeah, no. If you can apply your trade somewhere else and be happy, God bless you.
Yep.
And make money out of it. I mean, there's. You know.
I completely forgot about this too. I forgot they're training that dumbbell King Mo.
No, I'm like, well, yeah, boy, did that hype wear off really fast. That was really big for 1 week, and then that's it. You know?
Yep. That's what happens when you fight in the second tier.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Yeah, he's Bellator, right?
Now he is. So, yeah, he went from second tier to third tier because he decided to take steroids, I think. I'd have to check, but I know that it was a drug policy violation that he was that he had a problem with.
Well. Yeah, but the excess fat in TNA has got to get trimmed sooner or later. And this gut check thing, unless they just routinely say no, 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 no to guys. And then maybe they can bring a faction in, you know?
No.
All the gut check guys. And oh my God. No, that could be what it is.
They're going to redo Wichamahica NXT.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, but it also honestly, this gut check thing would actually be fine if you're gonna rip off the Hall of Fame, then rip off Tough Enough, call it TNA or Impact Wrestling Gut Check, have it be an hour show, you know, because Spike TV is eventually, I mean, it's basically turning into all these goofy reality shows. Well, why not have that accent your show, put it on, you know, immediately after Impact if you want, or put it on before. You move to 8, so 7 o'clock isn't a good time, but you would at least get some sort of flavor, like you were talking about, for people. Instead of one match, and then a bunch of guys just talking in hyperbole backstage, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So it won't happen, but.
Nope, not even a little bit.
So we're going to cut out Raw. We're going to cut out all the other stuff we were talking about, because this shit's kind of long.
Yeah, I think we babbled about the Hall of Fame more than we expected to, but whatever.
Yeah, we're actually not even at an hour yet, so we're all right. But I guess it's a good time to wrap up, just so we don't get into something else. Although I will say this, Raw was 10 minutes down the road from me, and I did not go, because I'm not wasting money on that shit. So,
how much he loves you, grandkids. Not at all. He gave you a big middle finger.
I'm very polite to everyone who listens to us.
Just like, yeah. Yep.
Why would I waste? All right, let's be real about this. Now, you went to SmackDown because that was fucking awesome. You got your mug on TV. That was funny. I dragged Elise to SmackDown, and she was bored to tears. Now, I remembered Raw was coming to town, but 2 weeks before, Big Show cried for 45 minutes on Raw. The week after, he belly-hooed about his job. The next week, another 15-minute segment of him talking. I'm not paying money to go see that. There's not a chance in hell. And the tickets aren't cheap. They're $45. Without all of the Ticketmaster fees. Even the cheap ones turn out to be $30-$40 with the fees.
Right.
So, I can, in the comfort of my home, without having to pay for parking, stay at home, and as soon as it's over, click and start watching something else. And if I don't like something, I can watch something else in the middle of it. I think hockey was on. And I wish we had more time to go into something like that, but I think that would be a fun thing to talk about for a while. So
okay. No.
We'll do it later. But
we can it.
Yeah. So let's get the fuck out of here. I'll do the plugs, even though I'm out of water and everything.
Yeah, well, you need them the most.
Ba-dum. Yes. So anyways, so it fucked me over. All right. You can email us at stunkran@gmail.com, Twitter, at Dusty Giebink, at DeFrango11, at Granny Maze. Eric will use Stunk Granny. That's really his primary source right now. Comment on any of the posts, especially if you have something funny to say about the Ring of Honor roster. Beware of the Ring of Honor cage bunny. And I think that's it. Oh, follow us on iTunes. You can actually subscribe to us on iTunes. I think it's Stunk Granny Audio or just Stunk Granny. If someone else is using Stunk Granny, please let us know because we will sue those motherfuckers. So I'm out of here. Next week. Bye, guys.
Okie dokie, kid and grandkids. Time to grab a sippy time beer. Have a good night. Yeah.